The HMC Flooring pre-game interview.
Tom King, Jason Doherty, Matt Kershaw talking to you. Welcome to K-Rock Footy.
The broadcasting gurus, they tell me.
You've heard right.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
I don't know whether you've ever done any K-Rock over your time in your coaching sphere, but it can go sideways occasionally.
Well, it's a little bit like my coach in the last 12 months.
What brings you... Now, I believe you have a link to this region. Now, does your mum live down this way?
Yeah,
is that correct?
Mum's in an old folks' home out in Highton, so I've come down to see her for the day. But I've got a couple of mates who linked up with the GFL, and a really good mate of mine, David Mortimer, Petroleum out at Drysdale.
Yep.
I think Drysdale, they had their granny yet?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago. They made the prelim this year and got knocked out, unfortunately.
Did they? Well, they had a really strong year because they'd been battling a bit up until this year. So it was good to see them go well. But, I'll head out and try and catch up with David later after the footy. And
he's a big Hawthorn man, David, obviously.
He's a mad hawk. Well, that's where I got to know he and Lex and his brother Chris and the whole Mortimer family.
Will you
really
fill the car up while you're out there as well?
Well, it was good to see that the petrol prices didn't go through the roof because of the school holidays. But if I'm a bit down on the juice, I remember riding a bike out there one day, and I'd ridden from Mum and Dad's place in Hamlin Heights out to Drysdale, went to Port Arlies, and then came back. Didn't have any grub with me. Realised that I'd just it was a bit beyond me, this bike trip, so I had to drop into the Mortimer's BP. I think it was a BP, and asked for some snakes just to keep me going so I could get back into Geelong.
It might have been Donkey Stewart behind the jumper who works down there at Morts and would have gone, what is that who I think it is rolling by. So in terms of watching
old Norma, who was It was Lex's wife. Yep. She's recognised me. She's pulled out four bags of snakes for me.
She's a ripper. The great Mrs. Mort. So what brings, in terms of watching, will you watch with an avid eye today? Is this a bit of a reconnaissance in terms of...
Oh, I just love getting back to grassroots footy, you know. I came from the bush, walked in the gate, ran into a bloke from Balmoral whose old man was the relief station master of the train station at Kniver in the 1970s. I can remember him. So how's that?
You know, that's the way it works.
Christ almighty. It's just great being getting connected back to grassroots footy, and I've walked in here and don't know a hell of a lot of people, obviously, but got a lot of admiration for this whole region. Like, it's a little bit like Tassie, while being involved there. It's just grassroots footy. We've got a great appreciation for it, and so it's just good to get back here, and especially grand final day. It's pretty special,
it's
isn't
a good
it?
Good day to come.
Lots of colour, and there's always, you know, four or five, especially with the netball linked up too, there's usually four, five, six, maybe even eight sides that are all represented across the netball and the football, and they get all the colour and all involved, and their little local regions support their team, so it's a great part thing about the region.
And the league itself has got, so Buddha's obviously coaching today for Leopold.
Yeah, well, I just ran into Buddha. It was great to see him. I hadn't seen him for a long time. Yeah, he's obviously trekked around a fair bit. He's in Adelaide for a fair period of time too, but it was great to catch up with Buddha. His Leopold boys, the Lions, they've done well this year.
They have. Mark Neild and Devin Smith next year coaching in the league. So it's good to see blokes.
Where's Neildy going to coach?
South Barwon. So the ones who've just won the reserves here, he's going to coach the club next year, the Swans.
And I'd heard that Smithy was going to coach out at Lara, which is a real coup for the league. You know, when you get these guys who have been involved in the game at the highest level to come back and give back to the... Give back to the community. I think it's a really good thing for football in the region.
Kershaw used to be at North Melbourne. You've got any tips for Alistair?
Oh, he was there for about 5 minutes before COVID hit. But no, fantastic club, North Melbourne. Thoroughly enjoyed my 2 years there. Absolutely, the VFL program. It was fantastic place to be at. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So, what's the first point? What are you working through at the moment? Are you hands on at the moment, or you bit?
Nah, not really. Things will really crank up in November, I'd reckon. I'll do a little bit of work leading into the draft. You know, obviously we've got the first pick, and then not too much after that until about 55 or 60. So I'll probably get involved with looking at some players, but over the last little while, it's all the players and the whole club is pretty much on leave at the minute. So I'll do a bit of thinking about how we're going to go about it when they first get back. But we're on the bottom of the ladder for a reason, so we've got a bit of work to do. We need to roll the sleeves up and get to work, and it'll be a slow burn, and we'll just methodically get the club back on its feet and hopefully go from there.
Now, I'm heading over to America for a few months. You're good mates with Steve Kerr. Can you hook me up with some tickets to some Warriors games?
Yeah, well, if you jump in at San Fran, I might be able to help you out with a ticket or two there. Although it might be hard to get in. They've been a great franchise. Haven't won four. I think they've won four of the last 10 titles in the NBA, which is a pretty special effort. You know, competition that's got 30 teams in it, and they've won four times in the last 10 years. And they really in the last 4 years they've gone from top nearly to the bottom, and then back up to the top again. And obviously that was around a bit of misfortune with Clay and Steph both getting injured, but. They're a pretty special club and really well led by Steve.
What do you make of the Cats last night?
Yeah, well, geez, they played some. It was like they flexed their muscles, wasn't it? And what's even more intimidating is that Big Jezza Cameron and Isaac both had stinkers, really, in terms of what they're capable of doing on the big stage. So it all goes well for the Cats. But you know, their opponent, whichever one wins tonight out of Sydney and Collingwood, they're going to be a formidable opponent too, and it makes for a great grand final. I would have loved it. Lions get up from a great mate Fakes, but if they'd have got there, it would have been a really big ask for them to get there with winning so many finals on the road like they would have had to have done. But you know, whoever plays the Cats, I reckon it's going to be a great grand final next week.
Yeah, we can't wait. Of course, obviously, with our bias towards the Cats here on K-Rock Football.
You guys wouldn't be Cats fans down here, would you?
Not much.
It's going to be a lot of fun next Saturday afternoon. Alistair Clarkson, we really appreciate you poking your head into the K-Rock box and having a chat with us. We wish you the very best of luck with North Melbourne. It's great to have you back in the AFL coaching sphere.
We've got the right colours, blue and white. Is this our stripes go vertical rather than hoops?
It's the shade of blue that... So we have a bloke called Ben Casanelia who calls the AFL for us. And Benny's, we talk about going sideways, and he works what we call a light shade of blue. He works that sort of kangaroo's royal blue rather than the navy, because when he works navy blue, that's when we're getting complaints.
Hats off to Docker Alan Ayler, who passed away yesterday morning, who was a great North Melbourne person. But even more significant than that, he was a great AFL person, or back VFL then. He was perhaps the pioneer of the national game as we see it today, and back in the 70s, he had the vision for where the game could go and grow, and it's a sad day for North Melbourne, a sad day for footy, but having said that, he hadn't been well, and it might just be a blessing that the goes to a place of peace now, but. He's been a very, very decorated servant of our game over a long, long period of time.
Do you ever sit in his dentist chair?
Yeah, well, here's my dentist for about 20 years. many an ailing sermon came to class that way. But he and Marge, they were great. And he's the whole ailing family. But he and Marge were just such strong contributors to the North Melbourne Footy Club over decades. And Marge is still alive and still going strong, but unfortunately the doc had his final breath yesterday morning.
Yeah, he used to have the surgery down at Queenscliff for many years.
Yeah, he did. So I knew that because I think it was a Thursday too. Any time I wanted to get something done with the fangs on a Thursday was no good because you're down at Queenscliff.
You'd have to ride your bike down there. Yeah. Maybe the snakes wrecked them all. That's what was wrong.
I got to Queenscliff, I was bugging by the time I got to Port Arthur.
Well, amazing how things can happen on Grand Final Day and the people you can come across. To have Alistair Clarkson join us is a great thrill for us. The master, of course, four-time premiership coach, and now a chance to rejuvenate your beloved Kangaroos, get back to Arden Street and do what you do best. We can't wait to see how it unfolds for your football club in 2023.
Good on you. Thanks very much.
Alistair Clarkson, you're on Carrick Football. Thanks to HMC Flooring on a Saturday afternoon GFL Grand Final Day. I really appreciate Alistair Clarkson joining us on Carrick Football. The HMC Flooring pre-game interview.